Well, I think we can agree that Medicaid is an invaluable social safety net that provides health care coverage and services for millions of lower income Americans. But you might find it surprising that only 1 in 5 have a great deal of knowledge about it, according to a survey by Transamerica Institute. Welcome back to Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. I'm your host, Al Lawler. And joining me is Mihaela Vince, public health expert for nonprofit Transamerica Institute. And today we're going to be discussing why Medicaid is so important, eligibility criteria, and how to enroll. In addition, we'll also be going over some options for those who aren't eligible for Medicaid, but at the same time can't afford private insurance either. Well, Mihaela, it's good to have you back with us.
It's good to be back, Al.
So before we jump in, perhaps you could provide our listeners with a brief overview of what Medicaid actually is.
Well, that's a good idea. Medicaid is a federal and state-funded healthcare program that provides health coverage for eligible low-income individuals and families. It plays an essential role in providing healthcare for those who would not be able to afford it otherwise.
Well, I think most of us would agree that ensuring that everyone has access to healthcare, regardless of their financial situation, goes a long way in helping level the playing field and reduce disparities. So let's just begin by reviewing why Medicaid is so important.
Medicaid provides access to healthcare. Medicaid provides services like preventative care, hospital visits, and prescriptions for those who cannot afford it. It offers health coverage to eligible adults, pregnant women, children, and those with disabilities. Generally speaking, Medicaid requires little to no cost sharing from enrollees, so ultimately it makes healthcare a lot more affordable for eligible individuals and families.
Agreed. Healthcare really is essential for maintaining and improving individual health. And I'm also thinking that if available, most people would opt for preventive health services, ensuring better health outcomes in the long term. Now, what are some of the other value adds of Medicaid?
Medicaid reduces healthcare costs. Since Medicaid covers preventive care, costs can be reduced by preventing more serious and costly conditions from arising in the future. Preventative care includes immunizations, screenings, and annual physicals. Medicaid is also a large purchaser of healthcare services and has bargaining power to negotiate lower prices with pharmaceutical companies, hospitals, as well as medical providers, and these negotiated rates may help reduce the overall cost of healthcare.
Yeah, lowering your expenses in this case, healthcare costs, is definitely a win-win. And I got to believe when people have health insurance, they're probably less likely to be sick and tend to be more productive in general by going to school and going to work, as well as contributing to their communities, which in turn, well, really positively impacts the economy, right?
That's right, because Medicaid provides support for those with chronic conditions, which if left untreated can wreak havoc on people's lives. For example, Medicaid can provide support for individuals with chronic conditions such as heart disease and diabetes by covering care and prescriptions. Medicaid also provides support through coverage of medical services, home and community-based services, care coordination, and specialized programs.
No doubt about it. Managing chronic conditions is absolutely essential for good health. Now, would you mind explaining to our listeners what care coordination entails?
Care coordination can help individuals manage their chronic disease and get care when they need it. This can include case management, help with scheduling appointments, and managing prescriptions. Care coordination can also help individuals with chronic conditions receive the care they need and potentially avoid unnecessary hospitalizations.
Well, that really can be beneficial in navigating a chronic illness. And to that point, a number of years back, I worked with a client that was actually one of the early wellness disease management companies that provided telephonic support to client employees. What the nurses would do in these call centers focused on, among other things, diabetes and high blood pressure. And it really went a long way in successfully addressing and treating their issues in a very timely fashion. And I might also add, this business model also gave these nurses a new lease on life, extending their careers in healthcare by providing their services telephonically without the typical and physical demands associated. Now, I'm also curious about home and community-based services. So what exactly do these services involve?
These services involve helping individuals who need day-to-day assistance, and they can improve the quality of life for individuals, as well as reduce healthcare costs. These include skilled nursing care, case management, personal care, and a lot more.
It's reassuring to hear about the means of support Medicaid does offer for disease management. Now, how else does Medicaid go about benefiting and supporting people?
I'd like to highlight that Medicaid also supports children and families as they can receive the necessary medical care that they might not be able to otherwise afford. Medicaid ensures that children especially can get the necessary medical care that they need regardless of their family's financial situation. Medicaid also supports older adults and individuals with disabilities. Medicaid provides critical support for those who might have limited resources and need access to healthcare services. Medicaid can pay for nursing home care for older adults who require long-term care. And another perk is that Medicaid can cover care in the community as well, such as adult daycare.
Well, again, this is all really encouraging to know that so many populations just may have access to this kind of support. So now that we've gone over the importance of Medicaid, who's eligible?
Eligibility rules are dependent on a few factors and vary state by state. Generally speaking, Medicaid eligibility depends on income. In most states, you'll be eligible for Medicaid if your income is at or below 138% of the federal poverty level. For 2023, this equates to $20,120 for a household size of one and $41,400 for a household size of four, according to the Assistant Secretary for Planning and Evaluation. So just keep in mind that a household includes your spouse and anyone you are claiming as a dependent on your taxes. Also, it's always a good idea to check in with your local Medicaid agency to determine the eligible income in your state.
Well, that makes sense. Now, are there any other eligibility requirements mandated to receive Medicaid?
You may need to meet certain immigration requirements to be eligible for Medicaid, but check with your specific state to get the details. There may be other eligibility criteria for certain groups, such as pregnant people, those with disabilities, and children. For instance, there is pregnancy-related Medicaid for women who are not eligible for regular Medicaid, but eligibility varies state by state.
Okay, now that we understand the eligibility criteria, how does someone go about enrolling in Medicaid?
That's a really good question because I don't know if you've heard, but Medicaid can be kind of complicated. I just want you to keep four steps in mind when you want to enroll in Medicaid. With the first step beginning with checking your eligibility. So to do this, consult the Medicaid Eligibility and Enrollment Toolkit on Medicaid.gov to see if you're eligible for Medicaid in your state. Eligibility is based on income, household size, and some other factors. Now for step two, gather your documents. You may need documentation such as proof of income, immigration status, residency, as well as valid identification. There might be a few more documents that you need when applying for Medicaid. Again, check with your local Medicaid agency as requirements vary.
Right, so first check your eligibility and then gather those all important documents. Now what's next?
The next step would be to apply for Medicaid. You can apply by phone or by visiting your local Medicaid office. To apply online, go to healthcare.gov and follow the prompts to find your state's Medicaid website. From there, you can submit your application online. And then the fourth and final step would be to receive a determination. Once your application has been processed, you will receive a determination from your state Medicaid agency, letting you know your eligibility for the program. If you are eligible, you will receive an enrollment package that includes information about your Medicaid benefits.
Now, let's say you're not eligible because, well, your income is too high for Medicaid, but at the same time, too low to buy private health insurance. What then?
Well, if you're not eligible for Medicaid, but you can't afford private insurance either, there may still be some options, such as the Affordable Care Act marketplace. Depending on your income, you may be eligible for subsidies that can help lower your premium. A premium is your monthly payment. Just visit healthcare.gov to explore your options and see if you qualify for financial assistance. Transamerica Institute also has a marketplace open enrollment guide that you can check out for more information. Next, another option is the Children's Health Insurance Program, or CHIP. CHIP is a federal program that provides low-cost health insurance coverage as an alternative to children and families with incomes too high to qualify for Medicaid, but too low for private insurance. So CHIP may also cover pregnant women in certain states. You can apply for CHIP through your state's Medicaid agency or through the health insurance marketplace.
Well, then that makes me wonder, what about getting care if you don't have health insurance? Just where would you go to obtain care under those circumstances?
That's a good question too, because there are also options in those situations. The first one I'd like to cover are community health centers. These are also known as federally qualified health centers, or FQHCs, and they provide health care regardless of your ability to pay. These centers charge on a sliding fee scale, which is based on income, so you may be able to access care at a way lower cost. Transamerica Institute also has an FQHC guide that you can check out for more information. And then lastly, we have safety net hospitals. These are healthcare facilities that provide care to patients who are not insured or underinsured or just cannot afford medical care.
Well, thank you for joining us today, Mihaela, and shedding a bright light on the ins and outs of Medicaid. Because when you get down to it, healthcare is essential as it supports, well, your health for starters, but it also saves lives, improves quality of life, and at the end of the day, positively impacts our society. So to that point, I hope our listeners will join us in spreading the word about Medicaid to those who may benefit from it. And if you'd like to check out any of the source materials mentioned today, visit transamericainstitute.org/podcast to review the episode's transcript. Also, if you have comments, feedback, or topic ideas, please reach out to info@transamericacenter.org. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so that you won't miss an episode of Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth. Until the next time, I'm your host, Al Waller. Stay safe, be well, and thanks for listening. Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, is brought to you by Transamerica Institute, a nonprofit private foundation dedicated to identifying, researching, and educating the public about health and wellness, employment, financial literacy, longevity, and retirement. You can find our weekly podcast on WIPR's website and mobile app, wherever you get your podcasts, and at transamericainstitute.org/podcast. Clear Path, your roadmap to health and wealth, is produced by the Transamerica Institute with assistance from WIPR. The information provided here is for educational purposes only and should not be construed as insurance, securities, ERISA, tax, investment, legal, medical, or financial advice or guidance.